Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for tuning in to Raising Expectation, this Monday night's version. We've had a little excitement here tonight, so we are ready to go, and we're glad that you are with us. Hey, I hope you had a great weekend. Hope God bless you. I know he did. He's got great plans for you. And as you know, we just look forward to being with you every single Monday. We've got a great team that God put together. I'm Pastor Joe, and this is my wife, Melba. And we're right here coming to you from the West, and going to share really quickly the folks that are with us. You know them all, but if you're new tonight, like you always say, Joe, make them be known, because I want you to know. It'd be selfish of me not to let them know how great these people are. So we're going to start on the West Coast. That would be the left coast for some of you who are in Central America, but that's California. And if you go to the great city of Lompoc, which is just above Santa Barbara, you will find Dr. Paul Hall, one of the great guys that you'll want to meet and know. He is the he's the mayor of the West Coast. We elected him, and they just haven't found him yet. But he takes care of things. How you doing, Paul?
Good. Thanks, Joe. Good to see you.
Okay, you got good to see you, man. All right, like that. All right, so if we go together now and we head to the west, the east coast, basically, we'll find there two very special people, Dr. Craig and Stephanie Thayer, and they're located in Dalton, Georgia, which is a thriving metropolis there just above Atlanta in that area, and they are an incredible couple. Stephanie, on the left there, is a great businesswoman, a health specialist. She's done all kinds of things. She sets up counseling. She works with ladies who call her, and she brings them into God's word and what God can do to help them. And she does it in a way because she's so trusted by all of them because they know who she is, that she just helps countless ladies. So you'll want to get to know Steph. And in fact, if you go, now that we think of this, to bbsradio.com/raising expectations, bbsradio.com/raising expectations, you'll find our website there. And on the website, you'll be able to read about everybody that's on the show here and to get some ideas about them and also correspond with them. Go ahead and say hey to them and check some things out there. You'll also find on the page Stephanie and her husband, Dr. Craig Thayer, and Craig's book is right there. You'll find it on our site. Craig is a surgeon, as you can see there. And Craig is not only a surgeon, but he's an author. And this is his book right here, his first book, Saved. And I love the title, Finding God in the Ordinary Things of Life. And friends, like we often say, it's exciting to know we have a God that loves us and works in the ordinary things of our lives. When we least expect it, that's where he's working, right? Mm-hmm. It's exciting to find that. So when he's working in our lives that way, we know that he loves us. And that's the key. We believe who he is. And like we always say, we believe Jesus is the Son of God. We know he died on the cross for our sins to save us. You'll find that in the book, the whole story there. And to save us and so that he can walk with us each and every day on this planet that we live. And when we come to the end of that time, we find out that the plan he had for our lives hopefully blessed and touched and loved a lot of people, and we will go to be with him. When we get to heaven, hey, it's going to be pretty exciting. We know whose we are, and we know where we're going. And read the book Saved. It'll tell you a lot of good things about this one trauma surgeon's exciting activities growing up. It's a miracle. He was so shy when he was young, and you'll want to find in the book just what God did to bring him out of those shells. That's just a little tip. Now, that's what you have to say. You go get a copy of that book. It'll change your life. It's great. Saved by Dr. Craig Thayer and his wife. They're great parents. They're great with their kids. Their story, I'll tell you, sometime we're going to have them again just share about their kids, and that's really something. So you'll want to find out about that. So you need to get a copy of that book. So if you go along from there, you'll find if we leave the East Coast, actually the far south side of the East Coast in Georgia, and come back across, like we so often say, Alabama, Mississippi, northern Louisiana, start your down flight and just head down towards the Dallas and drop off a little early and land in McKinney, one of our favorite pastors and brothers in the whole world. He, too, is very shy, so be sensitive to him when you talk to him on his website. And you want to meet Ron Greer. Ron Greer is right there in McKinney, Texas, and he is a great brother in Christ also. And he is with Man in the Mirror. What is that? Well, he does some pretty special things helping men find out what God's doing in their lives. It's so great to know that, you know, when you have things in your life that go wrong, we got a great God that straightens them out when you look to him. Call upon the name of Jesus. And Ron's one of those guys that, as a former pastor, and he ran for Congress, he's done many, many things. He sits down and he begins to explain, hey, have you ever thought about this, about that? And helps men to be stronger through the defeats of life rather than just softer in the victories where they don't have to look for answers. He turns men into biblical men who walk with God. And hey, great thing about that is, you know what? They make better husbands. They make better teachers, better leaders, better whoever they might be because they walk with him. Ron, we love and appreciate you too, man. How's McKinney today? Yeah. Yo,
McKinney's back to normal. It's 68 degrees. I'm loving it.
Wow. Oh, that's great. So, yeah.
And the ice is melting quickly. I like it.
Oh, man. Those are good pictures you put up about that. So, yeah. To all our friends in Texas and even the guys that we love at BBSRadio.com TV down there in Houston, excuse me. And they're doing well, and they got through all that, too. So we're glad for that. So we're excited tonight, aren't we?
We are.
Are you just excited to sign?
Yes, I need to
sign. I thought so.
Okay.
Here we go. We want you to meet tonight somebody who's very, very special to us, and that is the founder and leader of Black Rhino Protection Agency, and that is Frank Roberson, and he is in the Dallas area there in Texas. And you all remember Frank and his wife, Christy. And he has many, many attack dogs, very special dogs that work with him in his business. And Christy takes care of those. Did I get that right, Frank?
Yeah, kind of. That's a great picture.
That's a great picture. You sent that to us. And we just love and appreciate you guys. And you're always in our prayers. So, Frank, we're going to bring Frank on with the round of applause. And that's going to start here all the way around. Frank, welcome to the show tonight. Good to have you with us, and we want to share with you for a moment as we look at that. We were talking today, and we talked again, I guess, this last week about so many things going on. Frank, as you know, talks to us quite often about awareness and being aware of what's going on, and, you know, there's so many things that are happening now in Minneapolis and Spokane and in Seattle and Los Angeles and so many places. With people who are to a rioting stage and crowds and things that pop up out of nowhere. Also, crowds showed up in churches, invading a church in Minneapolis, and even Greg Laurie, his church. People left Greg Laurie's church in Los Angeles this week and ran into a problem coming out. They had the fences locked with the police when they came out from worship. Sunday night, there was a large crowd blowing whistles again. A lot of things like this, and from hotels to the city streets to invading churches. I thought a great way to launch this off would, what are some of the new ways that we need to be aware? We know you've taught us some great things from your experience with protecting and our surroundings and understanding to protect our wives, our families, our children, our parents, and those that we're with. Could you maybe give us some insight in that tonight when you're set? And again, we welcome you, Frank. Thanks for being with us, brother.
Well, I appreciate you. For Super Bowl week, it's kind of nice to be here. It gets me distracted from the fact that my Cowboys are not in the Super Bowl again. 30 years and a 30-year anniversary.
Shocking. I can't believe it.
Yeah. My counselor threw a little party for me with a little cupcake, and yeah. But anyway, I have a preseason, in season, and then postseason counselor for the Cowboys season. They're working overtime the last 30 years. But anyway, look, Black Rhino's made a huge shift over the last year. Protection is not what it used to be, like in the bodyguard, where you hire a guy or three or four guys if you got a lot of money, and you drive around and you have four or five guys with you, and you're safe. It's not like that anymore. It's changed. You see grocery stores, bowling, I mean, all the different play movie theaters, all that stuff. And now they're starting to do, the assassination attempts, shooting long range. We had the shooting in Dallas at an ICE facility. We had Alvarado, a little group of guys there, try to ambush some ICE people at the ICE facility in Alvarado, Texas. We've got all kinds of different things, and those things happen when normal people are just out doing their thing. And so what we're finding is we're shifting. First off, we're shifting away from the what it used to be, and we're re rewriting the book on it. We're using a lot more tech. And Joe and I talked earlier today. I told him some of the tech that we're using to keep people safe now without having to use four guys. We can use two guys and use the money for the other two guys for the tech to make sure that the areas are safe. And churches, in particular, they're getting, churches all have usually have security, especially the bigger ones. They have a bunch of guys either in the congregation that were former law enforcement or something that volunteer. They have some of that. But nowadays, even that's not good enough. I mean, we're shifting to mostly a technology security company, if we're being honest. I mean, we have the core product, the core uniform guys, and the core guys that'll drive you around. We're still cheaper than a limousine service to have a licensed protection agent drive you around. But we're shifting. A lot of our new investors, as you guys know, we're working to go public, and a lot of our investors are excited about all the new tech and that type of thing. We have some guys on our advisory board and our board of directors that are all over the tech. Give you a couple of examples that would work well. For instance, in a church setting, is instead of having 8 or 10 guys at a church, you invest in a company hire a company, I should say, where that'll provide the technology to have the eye in the sky, overwatch, so to speak. So I'll give you an example. I tested a software that we use to protect a family when we're traveling around the world that will allow you to put in, I can put in Pastor Joe's name, Ron's name, anybody's name, and then put some threat words, keywords in there. And any of those keywords come up with Ron's name or Joe's name, I get an alert, tells me all the places, everything that's been said, and then we can do our tier one background checks and go backtrack and find out who this person is. And then if we can find a cell phone number, we can actually put that cell phone number in a software, and then 24 hours later start to track where those people are going, where they've been, what they're doing. And now we have a company we consulted with last week to bring on board, where we're going to be able to covertly protect somebody by watching the entire environment. So we get alerts if something happens. We tested one of the things at the Kentucky Derby, where our protectee was going to be driving with the driver from Lexington to Louisville for the race. We usually choose three or four routes and then an emergency location if something comes up. And there was a shooting within a quarter mile of the track, which affected two of our routes. I was alerted to this, and you get alerted before law enforcement. Before somebody calls 911, people are posting, and this is all over, and it grabs it and sends it to us. So now we have an alert because we have all the keywords in our location and the geofencing. And we were able to tell the driver to bring the protectee on our third option route that was all the way around the other side of the track, and it didn't interfere with anything. So in a church setting, having some technology, somebody that's watching the technology while there are some agents or security inside the church, to be able to say, hey, look, we have a crowd of people outside that are starting to gather hours before they actually build up, where you can actually call law enforcement in early. You don't have to be reactive. You can be proactive. You know what's going on. And if you get it early enough, some of the technology, if you put it in place early enough, you'll pick up the chatter on it hours before it happens when they're organizing. Let's everybody go over to this church. And then you can. That technology is alerting everybody to that's on the security team, that alerts the pastor, that alerts the team at the church. Then they can make decisions on what they're going to do. Are they going to have a police presence in advance, or are they going to have, instead of having to call the police? Because if you're calling the police and they're coming in when there's a bunch of people around the church, that is a lot worse than, hey, wait a minute, how do these guys know we're coming? That's a difference. That's a difference maker when you're being proactive like that. So those are just some of the things that we're doing. And we also can, you track the cell phone. And when we did the demo, the gentleman that did the demo used Beyonce's compound for an example, one of her security agents, and it tracks and hits off these different locations, and it can show how many times this person goes to certain locations and allows us to track those people. So if we find out that someone's calling the church or calling the pastor and threatening or doing anything like that, we can actually track that. And I did that at the Super Bowl when the Rams were playing in LA. We had a guy that the guy that I was protecting had a threat. And the first night we were there, the guy called and said, I'm here, I'm going to get you this time. And I took that cell phone number, put it in the software. When we had dinner the next night, we were able to determine the guy was in Indianapolis. He hadn't even left the state of Indianapolis yet. So there was no threat yet. So each day, now that he's in the system and 24 hours has gone by, now we can see where this guy goes constantly. And he never left the state of Indiana, yet he was sending threatening messages to the protectee, even during the game, that I can see you, blah, 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 blah. But he's in Indiana. He wasn't even in the state. So technology is starting to take over. We have a cool thing. I don't think Christy's going to let me put it on the car, but they have a thing where we could put a drone on top of the car where you push a button, it opens up, it pops up and flies, and it'll go for a good 90 minutes. And the cool part about it is when we're doing surveillance, the hardest part, we've had a guy lose a 17-year-old driver with the protectee's daughter in the car. This is a grown man that's been doing this for a long time, and he couldn't follow a 17-year-old kid. But he claims there's two identical Ford Escort, Ford Explorers, and they both went separate ways.
They
Okay,
planned
anyway. Anyway,
it.
hopefully he's not watching this broadcast. But anyway, this new drone technology actually attaches to and reads the license plate and follows that car with the license plate. So our guys, if they lose them, the guy in the front seat with the iPad, I'm sorry, with the Android, whatever you guys don't like, Apple stuff. I'm dreading the conversation. It was killing me. I'm looking at my iPhone and on my Mac, but anyway, the front guy in the front seat with the iPad can follow the car from there, so you don't actually have to be right there anymore, and it keeps agents out of danger in case something happens. But it also allows us to stay back and see if anyone. Now you don't have to have two drivers following, because you usually have a car, two or three cars behind or a little further back, just to make sure no one's following the car,
Okay.
following our guy that's right behind the car and following everybody. So all that technology now can be used to make sure that you're not going into spots that are going to get you in trouble. I mean, most people will probably dread, say, going downtown Dallas, making a wrong turn, all of a sudden the street's blocked off from protesters. But there are apps like the Citizen app. There's a free version of it. And big cities like Dallas, you can go in there and there's hundreds of people that will comment on that. And if you're driving around Dallas, you can go in and look at that Citizen app, and you know from the news or whatever, every time, not everybody gets the FBI alerts that says there's protests scheduled in all these cities and all that. But some of us on here probably get those, but most people don't get them. And if the news reports them, and you know that, and you're going into Dallas for a game or a concert or something like that, you can look at the Citizen app, and they'll tell you, and they'll post videos, they'll post where they're at, and they'll show you, it'll tell you where the protesters might be, so you can avoid all those things. That's a free, there's a paid version too, but there's a free version in the bigger cities where a lot more people will use it. They don't use it down in Mansfield, but one guy will say, hey, the dog got hit by a car. We don't have, I mean, or there's a horse running down the street down here in Mansfield.
Mansfield, they would say Joe's dog got hit down
Yeah.
here.
Or he
We
hit
had
the
a,
car.
two donkeys were running loose down here at one point. That's the kind of thing we get. In Dallas, you get the shootings, you get the groups of crowds and the people messing up stuff and everything. That's a free resource that you can use to do that. But if you can, if you want to try to figure that, I mean, I don't want you don't need to fill up your X feed with a bunch of stuff. But if you're going downtown somewhere, find out like the Dallas TV station or something like that, news station, And they'll tell you, if there's some breaking news going on down there, that type of thing. Because when you get into that situation, it's hard to tell you exactly what to do because it's unpredictable. Are they going to leave you alone? Are they going to assume from a sticker on your car, which is why I would advise you not to put stickers on your car. But if you go down there with a Beto sticker, you're probably going to be okay. But if you go down there with a Greg Abbott sticker, you're probably going to get your car dinged up. And how do you get out of that? Because all it's going to do is cause problems. You run somebody over, then something's going to happen civilly, probably not criminally, but civilly, and all these other things. I think Greg Abbott has said, like Ron DeSantis in Florida, if there's a protester in front of your car, you're okay to run him over. But you're still going to get a civil suit, and you're still going to have to pay money to get out of that. But is it fun running him over? I don't know. I haven't done it yet. So that's all I'm saying.
I have a story about the Citizen app. So you may have mentioned it before. So I have it on my phone, and I have it, to track where we're at, where we're traveling. And we were in a large city that I determined I didn't care for, in a nice hotel, and all of a sudden I get an alert, and there's a stabbing across the street, and we were up like, I don't know, 15 stories, and we just watched the whole. Like the alert on there was so much faster than anything else. We watched the whole chaos unfold and we were like, yeah, we don't think we're gonna go out. We just stayed, waited, thought about that city.
You knew that the perp was still not arrested yet because they had all these places blocked off.
You'll get the information before law enforcement. The family we were protecting in Dallas, when I learned about the Citizen app, we were sitting in my favorite Chinese restaurant we used to go to. I used to suggest it real hard, and we'd get to go there in the Preston area. And we're sitting there, and there was a carjacking in the intersection where the corner section is where the Chinese restaurant was. And I'm sitting here, and we're about to pay the bill, and I have to, okay, how do I slow this down? I don't want to pay real fast, this and that. I want to, and I'll go out and get the car, but take your time, all this stuff. And sure enough, somebody carjacked somebody was shot or stabbed or something. And they didn't know. I mean, before law enforcement, because we were leaving and law enforcement still hadn't shown up yet. So there's resources like that you can use. The paid version's really good, but if you're not going into Dallas very, you don't need it in Fort Worth. They'll throw up smoke signals out there if there's something going on. Dallas, you go into Dallas, you just never know. You turn down the wrong road, and there's something going on down there. They'll protest anything down there. So that's a great app and a great opportunity to gain some extra information. Open source intelligence is what we call it.
That's good.
Sounds it makes me nervous. Now I'm here's my question. The technology allows you to do cell phone information, and is that the same stuff they used the FBI on January 6th sort of thing?
I don't know.
It's still operating. They're still operating in Minneapolis, I hope.
I mean, I don't know. The technology is so good now. I mean,
It's fascinating to me. I mean, sometimes it blows my mind.
yeah.
What I want is that whole drone thing on top of my car. But I want it armed though, so I can.
Oh yeah, no. There's a minigun. There's a minigun op option too, where it pops up. Put my Dallas Cowboy logo on the front end of the blast shield.
That's it.
I've wanted Elon Musk squirt guns on that thing.
There's some really cool technology. Even the Starlink, they have the attachments that, when you're on the road and stuff like that, if things go out. You got the EMP thing you can put on the car, which we had on other cars with the family. But Starlink has this thing where you open up your, if you're on a road trip or something like that, you open up your moonroof, and it suckers up there, and it sits up there, and you're driving down the street, and you got full on internet. It's plugged into the car or a battery set. You're just, I mean, Christy's the good thing she's got her own car, because my car, It's going to have all kinds of cool stuff here soon. But the drone thing, I got to talk her into being able to hold the iPad so we can watch it launch and come back. And because it comes back on its own, it sits in there and it closes back up. And it's just
Oh,
really
wow. Yeah, I love
cool. It's really cool. But
that. James Bond, don't touch that. Don't touch
now there's some,
that.
we're starting to work on some drone stuff. I think last time we talked was shortly after the Charlie Kirk incident shooting. And so there's some anti-drone technology now out, but there's also drone technology that is very helpful for us. And I did the Fox News interview on that, and I watched some other interviews, and there were guys in our field that just made us look really dumb talking about, oh, well, security teams are now going to have snipers. What law enforcement agency is going to let a private security sniper up on a roof at a college to they're not, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
Well,
because
no liability in that,
No, it would be almost impossible to get approval to fly a drone, and you want to put a sniper up there. They're not going to let you shoot anyone. That's ridiculous. So, we talked about how it's changing, and in our industry, unfortunately, there are a lot of folks that just want to be seen around the client. And I said this last time. There are a bunch of guys around Charlie, and they want, they like, you see them on TV every time they show one of those turning points. The guys are all around. They all want to be seen. All you have to do for the same amount of money, doesn't cost you any extra. The day after it happened, there's a custodian up there that put the American flag and draped it over. So there's an area up above, right above where he was speaking, that the two guys could have been with radios that had a direct link to a guy on the ground, that had a link to one of the law enforcement officers that was there, that could say, hey, there's somebody on the roof over there on the radio. The guy down there saying, hey, let's get Charlie in the back, notify the law enforcement. And it may not have happened.
No,
May not
no.
have happened as fast because they don't train for that, because everyone wants their picture taken next to the
Yes, yeah. Yeah, really.
but that, Secret Service, they have people 3 blocks away in stairwells. I know that because we've hired a few Secret Service guys that claim to be in the presidential detail, and we find out, oh, they were in a stairwell, 3 blocks away, preventing somebody from going on the roof of the building.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's ways to be able to do it, but you have to think outside the box. The
Yeah.
books, this book right here, The Protection, that just came out last year, is null
Absolutely.
and void. The
Wow.
way the
Wow.
motorcades work, the way walking the client around has completely changed. Everything has just completely changed in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So let me ask you another question. Make sound a little dumb. What's the impact, or if there's any impact, on the AI technology combined with the, say, drone and your cell phone tracking? Is that enhance it, or is it being used at all, or what?
So I just started implementing this into my situational awareness stuff. For us, the thing with AI is the cloning the voice thing and making a phone call to get a check. So we started this a long time ago, and we've always been doing it, but now it's even more prevalent for families to have a code word or
Okay, there
a
you
code
go.
phrase or something like that that no one else will ever know. So when you get that phone call and your daughter's voice screaming, "I've been kidnapped, you need to write a check," and you want proof that it's really her, and because you haven't heard anything about it, and she's allegedly supposed to be at school or something, and there's a code word. If they don't have that code word, then that's really the only way that you have to try to combat that part of it right now. But that is the easiest, cheapest way, obviously. We had a thing at a restaurant. If the family for some reason felt unsafe, the phrase was, "I just got an alert that the dogs are out." So that was my cue to put, I would always have extra cash in my pocket for this purposes. Put cash on the table to cover the meal and the tip so we can get up and go. There's no waiting for the waiter. There's no waiting for it. You just put the cash on the table and go.
Okay.
So having a code word, code names are always good too. We do that for the families, the ultra high net worth families, because when we're talking on the radios, we don't use their real names when we're out in public.
Right.
We try not to use the real names. You pick out some cool nicknames, you can have fun with it, but the guy
Black
that we're
Rhino.
Black, yeah. A guy in California that I protected for 9.5 years, he called me Kung Fu Panda for some reason. He said, some guy in a jewelry store, I'm standing in the corner, he's picking up some fancy thing he had made out of some rare coin, and the guy goes, "Is that your bodyguard over there?" He goes, "Yeah, that's, we call him Iron Panda, because the guy, he looks like he's a big, tough guy, but you come over and he goes, come on over here, Frank." And I started saying hi and everything. See, he's like a big teddy bear. He's, but he'll kick your butt. So he used to call me Iron Panda. It never stuck, thank goodness. But I like Black Rhino a little bit better. But yeah, it's, everyone has a code name, even the agents.
Okay.
So you don't, it helps against the AI thing. Now, the videos, they're really easy. They're getting tougher and tougher to,
oh yeah, oh gracious,
to see the yeah. fake videos.
Yeah, yeah.
But a third arm coming out of your leg is, a good sign. Or the lady, the one that the lady's holding the platter and she's holding it with her feet. That's a good sign. But they're getting better at it.
Yeah.
And I've been playing around with AI pictures of myself just to see how real it can get. And they actually get the creases, they get the smile, they even have the facial hair. And
wow.
And somebody actually asked me what studio did you have that done? And I said, well, it was in this app. But
wow.
A couple of seven, no, 20, between 7 and 20 pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
And it comes out really, really real looking.
It's scary. Really scary.
But they added a few pounds on me. I was a little upset about that.
Well,
it's
you
supposed
mentioned
to go the other way, I think.
Oh, another thing you mentioned was again, I think the code word. I think that a lot of us don't realize just how common it is. My mom received a call, and I received a call from a friend of mine who was trapped in Mexico. And now he's a retired pilot, so he travels all over the place. And he's calling one day panicking because in Mexico, lost his wallet, got to have some money to get back across, blah, blah, blah. And I'm serious. I had no way of knowing it's not his voice. The only thing that tipped me off, I had just saw him at Bible study on Tuesday. And I'm going, there's no way Harry made it to Mexico. And no. But the thing that shocked me was, and my brain starts going, first, where did they get my phone number? How do they know my name? How did they get my name and his voice? It was crazy. My mom had the same sort of thing. She's 88 years old and swears she got a call from a relative. I'm going, no, mom, he's in prison. There's no call. But she was convinced of it. But fortunately, she called and asked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's one of those things that I don't think a lot of people understand just how common it is. It's not just for rich and powerful, but they're everyday folk.
That's true. LinkedIn does things like that too. I had Dana Perino, former press secretary for George Bush, and a lady on the five, became a connection on LinkedIn.
Right.
The next thing you know, she starts messaging me right away. Oh, I want to talk to you about collaborating and doing all this kind of stuff. I'm like,
wow.
Dude, come on. It's 5 o'clock. You're on the five right now. There's no way you're sitting here doing this right now. Are you kidding me? But here's the thing. On
That's
Facebook,
crazy.
They have all these things, these little quizzes and things like this, and people get in there and do these quizzes and stuff. But now you have people that will call you, right? Mm-hmm. And what's the purpose of the call? It's the same purpose that Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, and these banks are using now to verify your identity.
Right.
Because your voice is just as good as your fingerprint, apparently. So people will call you and ask you questions for you to answer. If you don't know who they are, you need to hang up. I mean, you don't say your name again. You try not. Is Frank there? Who is this?
Yeah.
You try to say things that, I mean, it sounds dumb. There are people out there that are like, oh, code words. That's what it was. A spy world. What am I? Until it happens to them. until someone, and then someone calls you, and they don't need a whole lot, because what does Wells Fargo do? My name is my password. Please verify me. That's all you need for them to analyze your voice and be able to recognize your voice. So how much does a cloner need to be able to clone your voice? So it's the phone is even a problem now, because if you is the business owner here? No, business owner, no. Shh, talking short, choppy sentences. Business owner, no here. You know, whatever you got to do, because that if you don't know who they are, you just don't know anymore. They don't tell you that they're recording your call.
And I maybe it's just me, but I would swear I'll bet you 10, 11 spam calls a day. I just have two apps on my phone, because same thing there. It's like there's some travel company that, oh, you made a reservation and we're calling about the reservation. Today I got one. We're calling you about your account. It's past due. Wanted to know if you, and it's same thing there. I my habit is I hear the voice, I hang up. And I used to do this. I used to admire the Seinfeld episode where he made this whole fun of the marketing person, until I met a person who told me his voice had been cloned because he wanted to play around with the marketer, have fun with him, and the whole time they were recording his voice, and it became a disaster. So it's like I mean, I don't know how and why, but I get at least 10 calls a day, at least. And words and for the two apps, probably half of them would get through.
One of the things that I tell people to do when it's a call that they don't know who it is, or a text message. I get a lot of text messages. Hey, how you doing? Are you ready to have lunch today? I don't know who you are. Who is this? And then some attractive Asian young girl picture. Oh, it's Anna. You don't remember me from yesterday? No, I was iced in all last week, so no, I'm sorry. But if you don't know who they are, hey, do me a favor. I'm finishing up this conference call. I thought you're somebody else. What's your number? I'll call you back. Get their number. If it's real, they'll give you your number, like AT&T, something like that. This is AT, or you owe us such and such money. Okay, give me your number. I'll call you back. They're gonna hang up on you.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I've cheated and used my voice. Someone you clearly know, they're fishing for something. I'll just suddenly, thank you for contacting the FBI agent. I'm now tracking your phone. You're streaming.
They have
Yep.
the voice.
Yeah.
Did you call
I got an email from a Black Rhino email address that says,
Wow.
we need to get your updated ACH information for our new payroll system. Can you
Wow.
please send it over? I'm like, so I sent it over to our five guys that have Black Rhino email addresses and said, don't pay attention to this email. Oh, but
Well, we have a the
AI
thing
thing's
there,
in here.
we've had somebody hacked our ministry, our entire ministry of security has changed. Someone hacked into our ministry website, then through the email, and then actually almost got into the accounts. So unfortunately, we have an organization that we have to go through security training, emails, texts. I mean, you have to have keep a score, which means every 2 weeks and then they send these dummy emails out to test you. And then you can score you. But it's same way there. It's like that you have an email from my boss. Everything about the email sounds right, looks right, same information, until you see that one little two letters on the end of the name. And you go, wasn't him. But the thing is getting crazy to me. It boggles my brain at times, the number of techniques involved.
So I told you the story, I think, when I first started coming on the show, but with the family I protected in Northern California, the wine family, they had a family office, and there was one lady that paid the bills every month. Somebody got into the system, which was like getting into NASA, because these family offices have encrypt all this stuff, but they don't go in there and get you that day. What they do is they have somebody analyze what your habits are, what emails you're getting, what bills you're paying, identify what the biggest bill that you have, or some of the four or five of the biggest bills you have, Then on the then they find out when those things come in. Are they coming in consistently? Then they duplicate it and then they send it to you the morning of or the day of or day before, and it looks like the real thing. And this family lost $400,000 at a click of a button,
Whoa.
and then got the real email about an hour and a half, 2 hours later. And the lady called up and said, "Hey, I just paid this bill. I just got a duplicate bill." No, this is the first time we sent that out. 400 grand gone. Had to
So,
explain it to the
well.
boss. But they had been in the system. They went back and looked. They had been in the system monitoring and finding out what you were doing. So they're not going to get you right away. It's not like they're going to hack you. And then tomorrow your checking account's going to be hacked. They don't go for the checking. It's just like if they come in to rob your bank, they're not looking for your checkbook anymore. Or they're not coming, or they're, I'm sorry, excuse me. They're not coming in for your television anymore. They're coming in for information where they can go create an identity because that is more money to them. My 55-inch television is hanging on the wall of my office is nothing to them anymore. That is, they're not going to make any money off that anymore. They're coming in for paperwork, social security numbers, anything that they can get out of those type of things. When they steal your wallet, I wouldn't be surprised if they leave the money behind and the credit cards and take your driver's license if you carry your social security card, which a lot of folks do. Especially older folks carry your social security card because sometimes people ask for it when you go to the whatever. So there are a lot of different things you got to pay attention to. And of course, people, when you tell these people to tell people that don't do this, they say, "Oh, you're being paranoid." Well, are you being, well, I mean, all your information's already out there. True. Everybody's got your information. I hear that all the time. Oh no, somebody would, they can steal my identity. My credit score is all, it's, dude, it's not about that. It's about your medical insurance. It's about your house. It's about your medical benefit, any other thing, that your social security is attached to, that your life is attached to. It's not just, it's not your credit. It's not, they don't go buy motorhomes anymore. They go create a new you and do bigger and better things.
Friendly world. Friendly world. What do you think, Paul?
I'm reminded of something Frank said on one of his early visits, and he said, "If you can think of it, they already thought of it." And that's always kind of been in my head, you know, that we don't get ahead of them. I think we're playing catch up, but you know, it's all good information. And then to you, Ron, I'll knock my spam calls down to 2 a day instead of 10. Does that sound okay?
Back in the day, it used to be funny to sign somebody up for the Victoria's Secret catalog to get a discount, but nowadays it's dangerous signing somebody up for
Absolutely.
something.
Yeah, really.
I used to take calls in Spanish, having been married before, and I'd say, I don't speak Spanish. And they'd hang up because my previous last name was Carmona. And they'd get them, and they would speak English. And then I'd say, well, I don't speak English. And are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. I tell them in Spanish, I do not understand what you're telling me. And I could just hang up. So.
A gift.
That is good.
What was
I think on the AI thing, if I worry about the recording. So when somebody calls and say, "Is this Frank?" I say, "Who is this?" I don't say, "This is Frank." I don't say that. I don't say anything that could be. I try to think of ways ahead of time to answer the phone where it can't be recorded and used. I mean, everyone, I don't know if everyone's seen that Jason Bourne movie where he calls up the guy in the car and the guy answers, "This is Noah Vosa," or whatever, and he uses the voice to open up his safe in his office because he can't get on the phone. Yeah, that stuff is real deal stuff now. And it can get you and a family or a protectee or anybody in a bunch of trouble.
I'm just again, it always fascinates me how many avenues and how much time and effort they put into it. It's like every single avenue they possibly can. And I
Other
again,
than
another thing that's fascinating, I mean, the thing that, well, honestly, it fascinates me in a real way, right? It said how many people I know that are completely oblivious. It's they click on things in emails, they click on text messages, and it's like, who is that? Well, I'm not sure yet. Why are you clicking on a number you're not familiar with? Because if it's not, I guess me, my advice and my practice is if you're not in my contact list, I'm not responding to the text.
Yeah,
I don't know you.
On my contact list, when you call me on my phone, I'm probably not gonna answer your call at all.
Oh. Lily's checking everything out, making sure everybody.
Oh, knows. She's checking in tonight. Yeah.
But again, they think I'm paranoid, but it's like, you know what? I've had too many people. A good friend of mine, she lost $25,000 in her bank account. She's a nationwide radio show every day, 6 hours a day. Fully aware of every single thing that goes on. She does the news, she does politics, blah blah blah, and they got her. And I'm going, it's insane to me. Absolutely insane.
It just takes one. I think that I heard a statistic that it takes one person. 65% of this happens in the workplace, but it takes one person to click the wrong button.
Mess
up everything. Somebody that, like you said, the last little letter, or PayPal spelled wrong, or in the email, they could put PayPal in the beginning, but then @gmail.com, which should be a clear sign. But
my lovely bride got taken she was calling the Cash App customer service, and there's no such thing because the website looked like it, sound like it, just one letter, but of course, it's only $1,500 though. By the time she called me, and because she had certain information she didn't know, and I'm thinking, what? Who are you talking to? Blah blah blah. I'm going, there's no such thing. So she fortunately hung up, came home, we talked together, and going, click. That's a scam. Yeah. But it's amazing to me.
Yeah, we offer all of our clients our identity security thing, or they get a membership. It monitors their social, their driver's license. I mean, there was a case in California, I think it was in, I want to say 2006 or something right there, where her driver's license and wallet got stolen from a Target. The lady that stole it was pregnant, went in, had a baby, and abandoned the baby. And they went and arrested the lady that was on the driver's license. And California police, it took them 3 days to determine that she didn't actually have a baby, which is the shocking part of the story. But they went in there, and she had the baby using this driver's license and everything.
Yeah.
And used the medical records, and the lady was a different blood type. So now think, if this woman had an accident where she needed blood, they go in there, the doctors have a different blood type on record. Yeah. And doctor, you could probably tell this better than I could. Putting the wrong blood into someone isn't going to go well.
No.
Try getting your medical records changed by going in and saying, hey, you got my thing. You got to go through act of Congress to get your medical records changed too, if there's a wrong something on there. It's much more, they go after much more nowadays than just going to run up your credit cards or going to fill up. I think Christy had a card stolen one time, and they went and filled up two or three cars of gas. They don't do that anymore.
Right.
It's used for the information in the wallet is used for a bunch of different other things.
Yeah.
Far beyond. I think I mentioned this early on. They have deep web websites, dark web websites, where we had to do our training for the counterintelligence threat analyst training and the board certification, where we had to use a completely different laptop than you use, because if anyone on the other end gets a whiff of it, they will tear everything apart in that computer electronically. But there are websites on there that we went through the training where you can buy 100,000 identities for $10,000. It's all already out there.
That was my next question, that whole industry there. How big is that?
Yeah. It's huge, man. I mean, billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars every year. And on the dark web, you can't trace anybody. That's why they're out there. They have to make a mistake. And there's some really dark websites out there and dark people out there that do things that are unimaginable that I wouldn't share on a radio or a television program. But you can get any weapon. You can get the funny one we found was you can hire a hitman for $15,000. But they have standards. Get this. They have standards on their list.
Crazy.
Nobody in the top 10 on the political spectrum.
Wow.
And no one under 18. Anybody else?
Wow.
Hire them on the dark web. 15 grand. Give him a name.
John so the movies Wick. Are now reality.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, that's scary.
Any drug? I mean, it looks like an eBay site. There's all these little blocks. You need to pick out categories that you want to look into. And there's any firearm you want, you can get it without the serial numbers. You can get it without all that other stuff. And
really frightening. Wow. Really frightening. Wow.
This is bad.
Well, I tell you what. Boy, there are so many things, Frank. It's unbelievable. I know now why when I lost my wallet, somebody stole it. They just returned it with a note that said, are you kidding? That was the end of it. I never had any more trouble with that. They just gave it back. But anyway, we've kind of run out of time tonight. Boy, Frank, we appreciate you and Chrissy. And tell Chrissy hi on that. Tell her hi for us. And it was good to see some scar dogs. What a cute dog. We love what you guys put up about her. That's awesome. That's just awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you took notes tonight and were able to write some good things down. We've just run ourselves out of time. I got so interested listening to all this, I didn't watch the clock. So we don't worry. Frank will be back. We'll be back and we'll talk about what you can do. And we just want to thank you for being with us. Here's a guest that says to everybody, just came across the lines. Thank you. We just love and appreciate you. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And so just some good things there. So God bless you, everybody tuning in tonight. And we just want you to know how much we appreciate you, Frank and Chrissy. And you're in our prayers. And hey, just keep doing what you're doing. And pretty soon, maybe my wallet, they won't return it. They'll just send it to somebody who needs it. But in any event.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I want one of those things you shoot off the top of your roof and take a camera. That's cool. That's
oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, no, so I'm making my Christmas list. Yeah, that's good. I'm so advanced. I'm looking at that little one you stick on your door. I guess I'm about 4 years behind or something, or 40 years behind. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we love and appreciate you. Thanks for being part of the Raising Expectations family. Steph, thanks for helping earlier, as you always do. I take care of stuff. And Tank, God bless you, Doc. Okay. And Paul, good to see you, brother. All right. And Ron, keep Dallas together. And if you have any trouble, dial in Mansfield and I'll take care of it. We'll take care of it.
We're going to round up these donkeys walking around down here.
There you go.
That's it. If you lost a donkey, call Frank. They'll get it in Mansfield. Don't worry. God bless and keep you. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Frank. You really appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, guys.
That's it.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556 or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.